Hello and welcome to today's podcast, where we're diving deep into the evolving world of social media and its potential for generating passive income. Now, social media isn't just a place for sharing those adorable cat videos or staying connected with friends anymore. It's actually become a transformative tool in the digital economy, offering a multitude of opportunities for passive income. Having spent years exploring and experimenting with these options, I've seen firsthand how challenging it can be to navigate and choose the right strategy for your goals. Today, I'm here to share what I've learned, saving you from the overwhelming task of sifting through countless strategies. The beauty of social media monetization is its accessibility. You don't need a hefty startup budget or a formal business education to get started. However, the sheer number of opportunities can certainly feel daunting. Whether it's Instagram's shopping features, TikTok's creator fund, YouTube's partner program, or LinkedIn's professional networking capabilities, each platform offers unique pathways for monetization, each requiring its own approach and skill set. In our discussion today, I'm focusing on three main strategies for leveraging social media: affiliate marketing, selling digital products, and building a personal brand. These three strategies have consistently shown success in creating diverse income streams, especially as we look towards 2025 and beyond. What's fascinating is how each approach has specific attributes that can either align perfectly with or pose challenges to your passive income goals. Think about this. The global social commerce market is projected to hit a whopping $8.5 trillion by the year 2030. Social media platforms are increasingly integrating shopping features directly into their user experiences. This means the gap between content creation and commerce is shrinking, opening up unprecedented opportunities for creators and entrepreneurs. Features like Instagram Shopping, Facebook Marketplace, TikTok Shop, and Pinterest's product rich pins are perfect examples of how platforms are actively facilitating monetization. Moreover, the creator economy has grown significantly, with over 50 million people worldwide considering themselves content creators. This shift represents a fundamental change in our understanding of work, income generation, and financial independence. The traditional 9-to-5 model is increasingly being supplemented and sometimes even replaced by flexible, creative income streams that you can manage from anywhere with an internet connection. Let's break down these top strategies and see how they stack up against each other across the key criteria for long-term success. First up, we have ease of implementation. Affiliate marketing is often the quickest to set up. It requires minimal technical knowledge and virtually no upfront investment. In my own 6-month experiment comparing affiliate marketing and digital product creation across multiple platforms, I found that affiliate marketing required significantly less initial effort and technical expertise. You're leveraging existing products, established sales funnels, and proven audiences, making it perfect for beginners who want to dip their toes into social media monetization without feeling overwhelmed. But here's the catch. While digital products demand more upfront work involving market research, product development, and sales funnel creation, they offer unparalleled control over pricing, branding, customer relationships, and the overall customer experience. This control becomes incredibly valuable as you scale your business and develop a deeper understanding of your audience's needs and preferences. Now, let's talk about revenue potential. Building a personal brand can yield substantial income through sponsorships, brand partnerships, speaking engagements, consulting opportunities, and even direct product sales. Just look at the influencer marketing industry, which is projected to exceed $24 billion in 2024. Micro-influencers, those with 10,000 to 100,000 followers, can earn between $1,000 to $10,000 per month, while macro-influencers often command six-figure annual incomes. But this path requires consistent, authentic effort and a significant time investment to build trust and meaningful relationships with your audience. Affiliate marketing, on the other hand, offers variable income that can fluctuate based on market trends, seasonal demand, algorithm changes, and the performance of the companies whose products you promote. While some affiliate marketers can earn upwards of $8,000 monthly, and top performers reach six-figure incomes annually, it often takes 6 to 12 months of consistent effort to see substantial earnings. Success in affiliate marketing largely depends on traffic volume, conversion rates, and commission structures, which can vary dramatically across different niches and products. Moving on to scalability, selling digital products is remarkably scalable once the initial creation phase is completed and systems are optimized. Imagine creating an ebook, online course, digital template, or software tool just once, then selling it countless times with minimal ongoing effort. The digital goods market is projected to reach over $400 billion by 2030, with subscription-based digital products alone expected to exceed $3 trillion in 2025. This highlights the immense potential for creators who can develop valuable, evergreen content. The beauty of digital products is their infinite reproducibility. There's no inventory to manage, no shipping costs, and no physical limitations on how many you can sell. Conversely, the scalability of affiliate marketing relies on audience growth, content creation capacity, and reach expansion, which requires continuous promotion, relationship building, and platform optimization. A strong personal brand, although powerful and lucrative, requires ongoing engagement and consistent content creation. Scaling quickly can be more challenging without strategic delegation, team building, or systematic content production processes. Lastly, let's touch on risk and stability. The risk of income fluctuation is generally higher in affiliate marketing because of its dependency on external companies, their product availability, and commission structure changes, as well as market conditions beyond your control. It's akin to building your house on rented land. You're subject to the whims of affiliate programs, which can change terms, reduce commissions, or even shut down entirely. Additionally, algorithm changes on social platforms can dramatically impact your reach and, consequently, your affiliate income overnight. Owning a digital product, however, means you control the risk factors more directly. You set the price, manage the product lifecycle, handle customer relationships, and own the entire value chain from creation to sale. This ownership provides greater stability and predictability in your income streams. So there you have it, a comprehensive look at how social media strategies for passive income compare and contrast with each other. Each approach has its strengths and challenges, and the best choice for you depends on your unique goals, skills, and resources. As the digital economy continues to evolve, staying informed and adaptable will be key to your success. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope you found this exploration helpful in steering you towards the right path for your passive income journey. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep creating.